Well, in Missouri, crews have brought that duck boat that sank last week, killing 17 people, to the surface of Table Rock Lake near Branson. Yesterday, a memorial service was held for the victims at the College of the Ozarks. Joining us now is Jennifer Moore of member station KSMU in Springfield, Missouri. Jennifer, what other details have emerged so far about what went wrong?
Well, we do know, Jeremy, from the Missouri State Highway Patrol, which just released its incident report on this boat sinking, that none of the people aboard that sunken boat had a life jacket on when that boat went down. Also, we're learning a little more about the ages of the victims who drowned. And according to that report, five of those passengers who died in the water were ages 15 or younger.
We've heard also that, you know, even if you did have a life jacket on in a duck boat, because there's a ceiling on the top of it, that could have made it more difficult for you to get out in the case of an emergency.
Right. That's definitely one of the things that investigators are going to be looking at going forward. Obviously, this is not the first accident that has happened in a duck boat. And yes, the construction and how that canopy may have prevented people from exiting the vessel on the way down will definitely be something they consider going forward.
As we said, there was a memorial service over the weekend. Many of the survivors are speaking. Let's listen here to Pam Smith, who lost both her husband and her son on the duck boat. She was on the phone with her husband when the boat was sinking, and she described that to CBS.
He says, "It's not good, Pam." And I told him I loved him. He told me he loved me. And I asked him to take care of the kids. That was our last words.
And then here's Lauren Smith, who's Pam's teenage daughter, who was on the boat.
I went up and I saw someone struggling. I went up to push up their feet so they could get help. But the waves were too big. I couldn't go back to save that person. It could have been my brother.
It's just really difficult to even think about what that was like. What more are we learning about the victims?
You know, the stories of these victims and the survivors continue to trickle out. They are some stories of heroism and also of just a real terror, as you can imagine, that boat going down. And really the juxtaposition of these tourists having come to this portion of Missouri, southwest Missouri, just to have a good time, to spend time with family, that up against the stories of this tragedy and horrific accident are really hard for the community to wrap their heads around.
What is the duck boat company saying?
The duck boat company has issued a couple of statements, and they are not saying a whole lot at this time because they are a party to the investigation conducted by the National Transportation Safety Board. So they say they are not allowed to comment on any aspect of the investigation. However, Ride the Ducks Branson, the company, has offered to pay for all of the medical bills and funeral expenses of the victims, and also any travel or accommodations. They say the most important thing they want to get out is that they are cooperating with authorities going forward.
This is not a part of the country, Jennifer, that typically gets the attention of the entire nation. But what is it like there right now with all this?
You know, Jeremy, there's a lot of deep grief. It's called the Ozark Mountain Community. That's what is referred to Branson in this little cluster of towns around these very, very rural mountain communities. They have a deep gratitude and appreciation for the tourists who come from all over the world to seek gaiety and entertainment here. And they really are deeply grieving for the loss of these lives. And, you know, it's just something that I think it will take a long time to get through as people wait for answers to come as a result of the investigation.
That's Jennifer Moore, who is news director at KSMU, joining us from Springfield, Missouri. Jennifer, thank you.
Thanks, Jeremy.